Let's get started.
Welcome to Podcast Powertrain. This show is all about building a dominant brand by launching a top-rated podcast to get your message out to the world. My name is Paul Tokizolu, and I host the Beyond Homo Sapien podcast.
And I am Tim Holloway, the host of the Stoic Entrepreneur podcast.
Do you want to join the number one social media platform for alpha podcast hosts? Go to alphapodcasters.com. You'll be able to network with hundreds of podcast hosts just like yourself, and you'll be able to get all the support you need inside of that group. Go to alphapodcasters.com and hit join.
Have you thought about starting a podcast, but you want to make sure that you do it the right way? Well, we help alpha entrepreneurs establish dominant brands by building a top-rated podcast in 14 days or less. So if you're looking to start a podcast, visit podcastpowertrain.com, fill out an application, and we'll see if you have what it takes.
Thanks for listening. Let's get started building your dominant brand.
All right, we are back again, and we are talking about starting a podcast. Like, where do you start? Just getting an idea about where to begin. I imagine, and I've probably experienced it a little bit myself, looking at the whole enchilada could be really overwhelming. And so breaking it down like piece by piece and understanding where we should start is key. So my man Paul is here, and we're once again having a discussion about starting a podcast, man. So Paul, where do you think we start as far as the first thing to think about?
What's up, man? Hey, Tim. So I think the most important part is being yourself and just realizing that there are top podcasts with millions and millions of listeners in all sorts of genres, including fictional podcasts, medical podcasts, health podcasts where they're just telling stories, completely fictional podcasts that about sports, obviously business and entrepreneurship and personal development, spirituality. Like, no matter what you want to talk about, there's a podcast audience for you. So even if you have an idea for a fictional story that you want to tell over a podcast, those are very popular. There's a whole genre of fictional shows that is hugely popular, massive sponsorship opportunities and book opportunities. And Welcome to Night Vale is one of my favorite fictional podcasts. They have, seven figure business attached to the podcast now because they have so many listeners, and they write books and they do tours and they do all this stuff and they do live events and all sorts of stuff. So no matter what you want to podcast about, there's a way to monetize it. There's an audience, it's just all about, what do you want to do? Do you, no matter how crazy it is, honestly, it's all about like being authentic and being creative. Really understanding that, like, whatever it is that you want to introduce to the marketplace is what's missing, whatever it is you're trying to come up with is the thing that people might be looking for, might be the thing that is kind of the missing show out there, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
And so just kind of wanted to start there, like whatever format you want, whether it's going to be you by yourself or you interviewing people or you and a co-host or you and three co-hosts or whatever you're feeling, it's just all about being authentic, being real. And again, like being creative, being funny. People like funniness, humor and lightheartedness. And, people are listening to podcasts because they are sick and tired of the mainstream shit. They don't like whatever's going on TV or with the news or on Netflix because they're listening to your podcast. They are obviously preferring podcasts over Netflix, over, HBO, over, movies, over news. So like for whatever reason, they're into podcasts usually because they want something more real, more authentic, more human. And so lean into that, because those are the top podcasts, or the ones that are the most human, basically. And just kind of wanted to start with that.
Well, that's a good place to start, man. What I'm catching from you is like so key. So if we would talk about step one, we would say to like be yourself, be you, be real. And really ask yourself, What are you interested in and what you want to talk about? Start there. So don't start with trying to become somebody else. When I started to have success with podcasting is when I got super, super clear on who I was and not trying to be, you know, somebody else or follow somebody else's template or model. When I just tapped into my own passion and what I can talk about, and I can for literally hours and hours, you know, about being a stoic man and philosophy and stuff. So, you know, when I look at my podcast, I say, who am I? What are my passions? What can I talk about? And who am I talking to? So if I come at, I'm a man and I'm talking about stoic principles and values, and I'm a man who enjoys philosophy and putting philosophy into somehow practice into practical life. Boom, that's who I am. So that's who I'm talking to. And so really tapping into the real genuineness of who you are and what you're talking about here, Paul, is like, number one, who are you? What is your passion? What can you talk about at infinitum that people will tell you, just be quiet now. That's what you want to talk about. So.
Yeah, that's it. And yeah, I love it. Both of our shows are kind of in that philosophy niche for sure. And right. They're both targeting basically entrepreneurs who are into philosophy in a sense. And right. We approach it from different vantage points, but at the end of the day, it's kind of the same strategy, you know? And man, I really think that what you're talking about is key. Like just talking to that kind of younger version of yourself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. Another thing in here is, you know, after you really solidify like who you are, what your message is going to be, really thinking about creating like a little mission statement that that is attached to your podcast. For me, it's helping men create better habits through practicing stoic principles. So pretty simplistic. You know, I'm showing up at the podcast, I'm helping men create better habits, and I'm doing it through stoic principles. Easy, easy peasy. So really thinking about that little one-line sentence that you can grab a hold to and say, you know what, this is the mission of my podcast. And it doesn't matter if it's like comedy, you know, I'm, you know, my mission of my podcast is to make people laugh so they can begin to enjoy their lives. I don't know, but that's powerful. I love that. So that little statement that really that you can grab a hold to and your audience can also. So really powerful to think about.
Man, that's powerful right there. The mission statement. I'd say I think that that's huge, man. I love that. I hadn't thought about that. I got to make a mission statement now.
I can capture your mission
statement. And I think that podcast,
I can capture it, even if you haven't solidified it yet. You know, I capture it, you know.
Please.
What I feel, that'd you know, from fun. Your podcast is, you know, this this idea of mankind evolving and becoming, you know, all that they could be and tapping into all of their potential. So, you know, when I look at your podcast, it's to take people to that new level to, you know, to escape the animalistic existence and really become, you know, what they're capable of. So.
Man, that pretty much hit the nail on the head. Thank you. Got it. That's about it.
Hey, so let's talk about choosing. Like, how did you, in your podcast, how did you choose your name?
Man, that's a great question. So randomly is the answer. I was walking around thinking about podcasting, like when I was first starting it, and I was trying to think of what I was going to call it. And I was like talking through myself and I was like, what is this podcast about? You know, I was like talking to myself and I was like, well, really it's about what's going to happen after, you know, we go through this massive evolution and we figure out what's beyond Homo sapiens. And I was like, oh, that's it. Beyond Homo sapien. You know, we're trying to figure out what is beyond right now, Homo sapiens. Yeah. And I accidentally, when I was doing the logo, I accidentally forgot to add a S at the end. Like when I was, because I sent it to my cousin does graphic design and he did the logo for me. And when I sent it to him that the name, I forgot to put the S on the end. Because my show is called Beyond Homo Sapien without an S on the end, but it's Homo Sapiens. And, you know, there's no such thing. Homo Sapien is a typo. And, you know, Homo Sapiens with an S is what we're called, you know. And yeah. I kept it because I realized I was like, that's the whole part of the name, you know, is that this whole thing is, I literally, as I'm saying this, actually like knocked this photo that's next to me, but is that we make mistakes. Like that's a part of like kind of what we're, you know, evolving through is all the mistakes that is attached with humanity. You know, it's like we are, you know, we're a living mistake a lot of times and we're kind of, you know, but it's a beautiful thing that's happening is we're kind of overcoming and forgiving and growing closer together and ultimately evolving past our mistakes. And but I was like, I felt like it was perfect. I was like, I don't even care that I, you know, forgot. It was a typo in the name. I was like, it's cool. You know, I wanted it that way, you know, cause it, I felt like it captured something. So the reason I went to share all, or I wanted to share all that was cause for one, no one's ever asked me, so I wanted to share it. And for two, because honestly, I kind of, it's kind of an artistic thing, I guess is what I'm trying to express. Like, it's going to be different for everyone. So I think that it should be something that you think is cool, something that you think is artistic and kind of catchy. And something that encapsulates your show. But on the other hand, you don't want to call it like, I don't know. There's so many boring podcast names out there. Like, you got to have something a bit exciting, I guess you could say.
Yeah.
Something original. I think get creative is kind of what I'd say.
Yeah, that's good.
What about you? What would you say?
I evolved from an impact challenge to I'll tell you this funny mistake that I made. I went from the impact challenge to a podcast called Be the Man. And I was so excited about Be the Man podcast. I got it up and going, got the cover art, got the show going, and made some big mistakes. The biggest mistake was there was some dude out there who had Be the Man taken, that he had a trademark on it, and his trademark was for men's self-development. And so that covered me exiting from the podcast as Be the Man, men's self-development, you know, and it really sucked. So, you know, one thing I say about making a name is, it's gotta be, you gotta like feel passionate about the name, but you also, check the name, like go through the podcast to see if there's a podcast name that, see if they're operational, check the .com name, you know, some a little bit of logistics behind that. So of course you don't make the same mistake that I did. I changed it to Be the King and I just couldn't relate to the name. And then I just kind of dropped off and I created something else. So, checking your name, you know, getting started, on the right foot is super important because you don't want to, have happened what happened to me.
Well, I like the name that you have now because I feel like it's a unique niche and it's a very direct call out. So it's like if you are operating in a unique niche like Stoic Entrepreneurs, then yeah, you can call it the Stoic Entrepreneur Show because the, you know, it's unique to be a Stoic Entrepreneur, if that makes sense. So, but if it's something like, oh, you're speaking to digital marketers generically, then calling it the Digital Marketing Show, well, first of all, it's probably already taken by now. But secondly, it's kind of a boring name, you know, like it's, you know, it's kind of a boring name. If you're just like, oh, you know, we're the real estate show. Like, I don't know. You know what I mean? So you wouldn't want to call it that. But if you have something where it's like, oh, we're the Stoic Real Estate Agent Show, like that's a little more niche, a little more direct. So if it's a unique thing that you're targeting, that's a, you know, might be a good idea.
Yeah, what I do recommend is to get like two key points inside of your messaging. For example, mine would be stoic and entrepreneurs. So anybody who identifies as a stoic and operates their business, they would relate to that. And then my group is for men. So now I got a 3-point layer. So it's men, it's stoic, and it's entrepreneurs. So the niche gets refined even more than just the 2-part niche in my podcast. So, you know, I think getting abundantly clear about, you know, who you want to reach and somehow putting that into your message that, you know, if you're having a podcast for men, there has to be one other point about that man that you identify. Same thing with the women. Like it could be, so stay at mom panures, right? Stay at mom. So now I got a stay at mom and she's got a side gig. Boom. Now I got this 2-part thing, you know what I mean? And then, so just really getting, you know, fine tuned on that message and getting your niche dialed in. So we got some really cool things here. So having that inspiration of what the podcast is going to be about is about you and your passions, and then choosing a name, you know, something new and different and stuff like that. So this is good stuff, man. Very good information.
Well, I love it. And at the end of the day, I think journaling is a really great way to go about this. You know, just pull out your journal and just ask yourself, like, you know, if you were going to be describing the mission of the show, how would you do that? You know, how would you describe what you're trying to do to someone else, sort of question, you know? And yeah, a lot of times in that journaling, we'll come up with the name. Like that's kind of like how it worked for me, was like, I was almost trying to explain the concept of the show to myself, and boom, the phrase Beyond Homo Sapien was in there. I was like, ah, there it is. You know, sounds, you know, that's been the name of the show. So, you know, journal about it and just think on it, do some contemplation. But at the end of the day, just again, remember, you can change your name down the road. And at the end of the day, the best thing you can do, like, don't spend all day getting paralyzed over this, because a lot of people get stuck here in paralysis analysis, and just move past it. Just come up with something, get something together over the weekend. Like, don't spend too, you know, all day on this, and or don't spend all week on this, I guess I should say. Might be probably worth spending a day or two, but don't spend you know, a month on this, and don't get stuck here. And at the end of the day, it's about getting out there, starting to record, and publishing.
Yeah absolutely. I love that, brother. And I think you know, part of my process of podcasting was evolving, a lot of mistakes, sound quality issues at the beginning. You know, just there's allowing yourself to grow and evolve. One thing that I get through coaching people in their podcast is they finish the product and then they go back and listen to it and they pick themselves apart and they're looking for like affirmation. Are they doing a good job? Right. And so this, you know, this criticalness that we put ourselves through, you know, I think it's key to recognize that sometimes that's the process, but knowing that it's going to come and then like break through that process and say, I'm going to continue on, even though, you know, I'm critical. I personally listen to my podcast now, but at the beginning, it wasn't beneficial. I didn't listen to my own podcast. I was like, like hearing my own voice kind of made me cringe. So just relax, go through the process. You'll get through it.
I love it. Well, thank you, Tim. And let's get on to the next video or episode about how to launch this thing and how to get it out there to the world.
Thank you for listening to Podcast Powertrain.
Are you an alpha entrepreneur who wants to establish a dominant brand by building a top-rated podcast in 14 days or less? If that is you, I encourage you to go to podcastpowertrain.com and fill out an application.
And go to alphapodcasters.com to join the number one social media platform for podcast hosts just like you.
Thank you once again for listening to this episode. Do me a favor. If you like this, subscribe to it. In the Apple app, you can hit the check button that's on the top of the app. If you're on any other app, hit subscribe.
If you like this episode, leave us a 5-star rating and write a review to let us know what you thought. Thank you for listening to Podcast Powertrain. We will see you on the next episode.